Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead at the age of 87 years of age. Only the fourth woman and the very first Jewish woman appointed to the United States Supreme Court, our highest jurist. A bit of a leftist centrist, not a moderate, whose primary motivation was, as she identified, a woman. What she could do to advance the cause of women. And boy, did she. Having a bout with colon cancer, liver cancer, lung cancer, pancreatic cancer. What a fighter. Gotta give her credit. Are you a fighter? What these people do for the dark, will you do for the light? What the left do for the left, will you do for the right? Probably not. Because you are that silent, pathetic, apathetic majority. The one that doesn't have a lot to say about even a little. And very little to say about a lot. One of the things I've observed, the admiration, the accolades of the strategy of those of the opposition, much like the African Emperor Severus, or the barbarian henchman Hannibal. Got to give them their due for what they do and what they did. Because love them or hate them, they were doing it. With or without accolades, cheers, jeers, or applause. Their cause was their own psychosis, their commitment to their own vision or insanity. Their objective, well, it had no end. So what do we do now? A Supreme Court justice is going to have to be appointed. And God forbid, according to CNN, that Trump will get the right. Do you think they planned Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, timed it perfectly, so that she would be worth more to them dead than alive? You know, they did that with Michael Jackson, worth more to them dead than alive. Just ask Sony Corporation. He was up to his neck in debt. The moment he died, weeks later, billions poured in, paid off his debt, and enriched his estate. Interesting how that works. And now, Ruth Bader. Well, the stakes are high. How do we ensure? I mean, look at old Joe. He's walking on a stage like Tim Conway Jr. doing a sketch on Carol Burnett's show as an old man who shuffles his feet. The man can't speak. Kill Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Knock her off. Give her the final blow. Why? We need her dead to stay alive and vital. To win back the White House and the Senate and to make America finally subjugated. The final blow, got to kill Ruth. That'll motivate all of the feminists, all of the Black Lives Matter, who are not about Black people at all, Marxist, fascist organizations. That'll motivate them. That'll motivate anyone who's on the sidelines, all of the illegal aliens. It'll motivate all of the millennials. Oh, we're going to rain down on them. Trump must be stopped. And should he win this election, he will appoint a Supreme Court justice, and this court will be over for all the liberals and progressives. We've got to win the Senate, and we've got to win the White House. That's what they're saying. And Ruth is the death nail in the coffin of President Donald Trump. Well, what am I saying this for? To scare you? Well, you shouldn't be scared. You should have already known. To excite you? Oh, no need to be excited. Carry on, footman. Soldiers, carry on. You will live to fight another day, if not today. Carry on. Continue to live and breathe. Move in your being. There will always be a war, a battle, a new front, a new enemy, and a new friend. And in all that interim, there will be times of great morass. There will be defeat. There will be simply survival until the revival. For this too shall pass, and they shall come. So, take your breath. Take a stiff drink. Sit back, exhale. Breathe and wait for it, because it's coming around again, coming around that mountain, and you're going to have to prepare to face it or to die on it doing so. Get ready.